2FM Official on Facebook.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Now, let me see, 25 minutes to midday, 51552 is our text. Have you ever noticed how sore your arms and legs can be when you wake up after a good night out? Of course you have. If you've been dancing all night long, it more than likely didn't feel like exercise at the time, but you're getting a good workout, provided that the tunes, of course, are up to scratch. So getting exercise without the dredge. Wouldn't this be a great thing for during the week as well as at weekends? Dubliners have realised this and are now seeking out new options for dancing and clubbing, which often don't involve drinking. Soda Bread Box, that's the name of one such night, and the man behind it is Ronan Conway, and he's on the line to tell us more. Good morning, Ronan. Now, Ronan, what is Soda Bread Box?
How are you, Dave? Firstly, thanks for having me on. So the Bread Box is a dance event that myself and a friend of mine, Dermot Sexton, started up last December. The idea behind it really is that it's free of alcohol, it's 1 hour midweek, and the main point of it is that it takes place in a very, very dimly lit room.
Why does it have to be dark?
Are you familiar with the phrase, dance as if no one's watching?
Yep.
So basically it's around that concept. So people can go in and express themselves, dance whatever way they actually want to dance, as opposed to how they feel they should dance in a bright room, I suppose.
Okay, right. Okay, because they can express themselves. In other words, they don't have to be as inhibited or whatever. So where did you get the idea from in the first place?
So I work for a charity called the Soar Foundation. And last August, I was over in Melbourne for a month's facilitation training. And while I was doing this pretty intensive month, someone from work asked me, did I want to go out and have a new experience? So one evening we went to a night out where around 100 people gathered in a room and they all danced with the lights off. And I was pretty nervous going into it. But to be honest with you, it left a mark, to be honest. It was just an extraordinary experience.
Well, it left a mark on your heart and the legs and et cetera, and the arms were sore as well, so that's probably half the battle. Okay, just as a matter of interest, what kind of music?
So we play a wide range of music. Myself and my buddy Dermot picked the playlist during the week, so it'll be anywhere from Fleetwood Mac, the Buck of Shade, the Todd Towers, the 50s, 60s, 70s tunes, and a number of remixes as well. Basically, it's anything that kind of gets people moving and try and reach out to as many people as you can.
Right, so basically you'd have a lot of air guitar classics, and if you want to spread dandruff and pretend you're playing guitar, then go right ahead, because nobody can really see you. Okay.
Exactly,
Is it a question of kind of getting it all out there, like the soapbox I suggested yesterday that we should have in here for me, for getting it all out there, or is it more than that? I mean, is it to meet people, or is it just to let loose?
People come for a range of reasons, to be honest. People come straight after a hard day's work, college, and they see it as a massive stress buster, to be honest. People come to meet people before and after. It's pretty social because it's a unique experience, so people are kind of naturally buzzing off it, really.
And by the way, hold on, the music, how's it played? Is there a DJ?
No, there's no DJ. We make a playlist during the week and we just plug in our phones. So the reason behind that is, if there was a DJ, there'd be a focal point in the room and people would be just looking at one direction. So the fact that there's nowhere to look, you just move around the room and look wherever you want.
Wait a second, hold on a second. Did you say One Direction? Do you play One Direction?
No. let me clear that up. No, we don't.
Right, okay, fair enough. Okay, now, let's just take a look then. Like, I mean, the kind of people that go, I know what you're going to tell me. Oh, we get all sorts. Do you?
Well, to be honest with you, you can't really tell until afterwards because it's completely dark. Rumour has it Brian Cody was in dancing the other night, but I didn't see him.
Fair enough.
Are you going to come along yourself?
No. Actually, I'm watching the Women's World Cup, and if it's on Wednesday night, the second semi-final is on Wednesday night, so I can't. England are playing tonight, by the way. They're playing the host country, Canada. Anyway, just let's get back to this then. So basically, it's for everybody, and everybody goes along and has a good time and all the rest of it and that. Is it like, you know, you want to go to yoga? Don't bother going to yoga. Go instead to Soda Bread Box.
Exactly, yeah. It is a novelty thing, but, like, you know, we do have people coming every week, and I suppose some people pay amount of euro for yoga or different nights out, but I suppose it's just a fiver for an hour with Soda Bread Box, and you're guaranteed to be sweaty and naturally happy afterwards.
Naturally happy. Okay, fair enough. Now, I presume, like, you've been doing it then since December, as you say, there's been about 10 or 11 of them, so obviously, if there's more than two or three, it's been going pretty well, yeah?
Yeah, we're very happy with how it's going, to be honest. I was lucky enough that Dermot Six in there, he's a great web designer, he got the ball rolling and just made a website and it went from there.
Hey, do you know that thing, The Morning Gloryville? Is it a bit like that, except at night?
I'm going to be honest with you, I've never been to Morning Gloryville.
Oh, well, that's but, the pre-work morning rave. You wouldn't be up that early.
No, definitely not. No. Same as yourself. But I suppose it is similar in the fact that it's alcohol-free.
Right.
But the no lights is kind of the differentiating factor there.
Indeed. Well, listen, look, congratulations. Well done, Ronan. I just want to give some dates here. It's Soda Bread Box. It's at 7 to 8 on Monday, which is tomorrow, at Film Base in Temple Bar. And I love this. €5 entry includes coat check.
I know, how generous. How generous.
Fantastic.
Actually, we also do offer some fruit and some soda bread, actually, would you believe?
Fantastic. As you should. And the other dates are July 6th, July 13th and July 16th. That'll be Monday and Thursday. Alright, listen, Ronan, thanks a million for talking to us. Come on, you can check it all out at sodabreadbox.com.
Thanks
a million. Good luck. Take it easy. Very good.